This is Dr. Dominier dictating a clinic note on Beverly Olipant, O-L-I-P-H-A-N-T, birthday 11/29/51. Patient seen with complaints of dizziness, forgetfulness, falling off and slurring speech for the past few days. Bowel sounds within normal limits, immunization up to date, no known allergies, takes multiple medications that I won't list, including Keppra, Narco, albuterol inhaler, Pepcid, doxepin, lisinopril, naprolol, and gabapentin. Past history of hypertension, seizure disorder, questionable brain issues. Present illness, patient with daughter with complaints of increased slurred speech, falling 4 to 5 times a day, with decreased memory, more pronounced over the past few days, with a history of early dementia. Patient has left hemiparesis post-CVA at 92. The symptoms is dysuria for the past few days with a history of urinary tract infection. States has headache, to right posterior neck, following a fall, hitting her head. History also of dysphagia and dysplasia. Past history of life flight to Herman Memorial, to Memorial Hospital, in October with questionable CVA, released after several days. Again, and also with a history of subsequent coma for 1 week with blood clots reported to right neck, with worry of seizures, started on Keppra. History of bladder prolapse, family history, social significant that husband died from COVID in September. With a reaction to COVID vaccine. Physical exam reveals right hemiparesis. Left hemiparesis, correction. Patient alert, orientated times two. General appearance without distress. Head, eyes, ears, and throat, nose, and throat, negative, and neck with slight tenderness, the right posterior neck with full range of motion, lung secured auscultation, percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gout, PNO displaced, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tinnitus, back no CVA or tinnitus, skin negative for sinus, edema, or rash, extremities are negative for pedal edema or tenderness to the cast, neuropsychiatric exam as above, with right hemiparesis and decreased memory. Patient had an EKG, which showed normal sinus rhythm, had a random blood sugar, which was slightly elevated. Patient had lab protocol performed, was recommended to be seen by a neurologist, Dr. Creed, as soon as possible for additional evaluation. diagnosis of CVA with hemiplegia, early dementia, with probable Alzheimer's disease, contusions in neck, and frequent falls. Daughter was, is the caretaker for this patient. Daughter was cautioned about being very careful with ambulation, to use walker and assistance as needed, to not allow ambulation at night on her own, as she tends to do, walking around per daughter. Patient advised to see neurologist as soon as possible for additional evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.